Greeks thought thyme herb provided strength. Indeed, the chemical compounds of thyme contain antioxidants, an effective germicide that kills whooping cough bacteria and makes breathing easier. Just imagine what you can do with thyme herb when it comes to respiratory ailments like croup, pneumonia, asthma, and sinusitis. The extra benefit of thyme herb is that it soothes nerves and stops spasmodic coughing, so you can get some rest. Who says you don't have time to take care of yourself? Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free for thyme tincture and tea to soothe your cough and get some rest. 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International 704-875-8010 or online at thepowerherbs.com. Pandemics will be a part of our future. The question is, how do we protect ourselves? Are you willing to put your trust in an untested vaccine, hoping it kills mutating viruses? Remember, in 1976, health officials tried to inoculate Americans with swine flu, and there was a 300% death rate in those inoculated, and millions were paid out in damages. God gave you a sophisticated immune system, and in times of need, you can make it 10 times stronger. So there's no need to panic. Just get prepared. Call Apothecary Herbs to order your upgraded pandemic kit. You will have 8 professional strength formulas offering broad-spectrum immune-boosting protection. Take a stand, have a plan, have peace, and request your pandemic kit today. Or take your chances with the bad boys. Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free, 866-229-3663, or online, thepowerherbs.com. If you have a heart condition and emergency rooms and medical doctors are not an option, you need our emergency heart attack kit. 5 concentrated liquid formulas enter the system in 60 seconds to protect your heart muscle, strengthen heartbeat, increase circulation, relieve pain, and make breathing easier. When seconds count, you want all the help you can get with our emergency heart attack kit. Easy to use and portable in a 1-pound compact kit for your purse, briefcase, or car. Call Apothecary Herbs now for your emergency heart attack kit toll-free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at www.thepowerherbs.com.
1, 2, 3. I was feeling so bad. I asked my family doctor just what I had. I said, Doctor, Doctor, Mr. MD, Doctor, now can you tell me?
To Herb Talk Live. I'm your resident herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Hope you had a great day. Yeah. We're here to empower you. That's what we like to do here on Herb Talk Live. You can't stop us. Magical engineer Frank and I, we're ready. We got a great show. Thanks for joining us here on American Voice Radio. We're going to be talking about some cancer chaos for the first part of the show. Oh, yeah. We're going to get into that. And also, we got some other things on the table. I may touch on some special herbs and some, if we get time for that germ topic, I'll slide that in as well. We'll just see how the hour floats by here, and it'll float by. Don't forget, coming up on the 17th, Dr. Rebecca Carley's going to be with us. She's our vaccine, reversing vaccine-induced diseases expert, so she'll be back. Of course, her website banner link is located on the links page at thepowerherbs.com, so check that out. Also, last time I reported there was a coupon malfunction that we had on the homepage at thepowerherbs.com. They got that fixed a while back, so I forgot to mention that last time. So anybody out there interested in, you know, picking up some of your immune boosting, organ cleansing, types of products, herbs for pets, whatever you need, you can save 15%. You get free ground ship in the United States on orders over $70 with the coupon blowout 15. It's up there on the homepage. Just cut and paste into the cart. Or you can just mention it when you call in to place an order. So save at the blowout special. We have a quack report, but before we get to that, big salute and semper fi to our righteous men and women in uniform. I lift them up in prayer. I'm lifting you all up in prayer. I'm asking the Lord for righteous men of valor with understanding and knowledge to rise up and set this nation straight. I know so many people are saying the same thing because they tell me this. And so we're supposed to seek the Lord's face, you know, hit the knees. And Isaiah 59 says, ask for justice and plead for truth. And the Lord says, your help is in me. Just ask for it. So, of course, his will be done. But, you know, we still got to ask. That's what we have to do. And mind the time. It grows short. And without further ado, let's do the quack report. Thanks, Frank. What do we got? You know, I never thought about this. It's interesting. Your refrigerator. I mean, refrigerators have come a long way in the last, 10, 20 years? Yeah, I mean, they defrost themselves, and they have all these neat little things, ice in the door and all that. But here's something out of Europe. Visa Europe, during their Mobile World Congress in Barcelona, they said the refrigerator of the future is going to have payment capabilities. Okay, so it'll be the biggest provider of white goods, and your refrigerator will be connected to payments. So sort of like if you have your phone as your payment gateway, now your fridge can be internet connected, and you can place orders and pay for them through, I guess, a panel, a touchscreen panel on your fridge. The BBC reported on this in 1999, internet-connected fridges. I must have missed that report because I don't think so. My fridge is not ordering for me. All right, move along to the quack report. Well, all the snow upstate, New York, New Jersey area, here comes the report. This is off the Matt Drudge Report website. Teenagers, let's see, this is the 18-year-old. Two of them, Matt Monolari and Scott Schiffniff. Anyway, Boundbrook, New Jersey. I used to live a half hour from there when growing up. And they decided they would go help their neighbors and shovel some snow. So they kind of distributed some flyers, said, hey, give us a call if you want us to remove your snow, help you out. Well, they didn't have the proper paperwork. They needed a solicitation license from their town, and so they're fined $450. Yeah. You know, gone are the days where kids can, you know, sell lemonade and shovel snow for the neighbor. You know, what's next? You can't go caroling without a permit? You know, before the airtime, my engineer and I were saying, well, wait a minute now, he mentioned, what about the Girl Scout cookies? They're soliciting, and they go around. What about, you know, people that come around soliciting for their churches or donations, and they sell them at, you know, Goodwill? So, hey, a little bit of discrimination, huh? All right, last but not least in the quack report. It's all regulation crazy. That's what our world is. It's just nuts. But last but not least, guess what? The U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, right on their National Vaccine Injury Compensation webpage, they have a section titled Vaccine Injury Table, where they openly admit the severe injuries and conditions that can occur from childhood vaccinations, including things like brain damage, paralytic polio, and even death. So if you look at this table, you'll notice that the whole cell pertussis, the whooping cough, vaccine can give you encephalitis, which is severe brain inflammation, and the MMR can do the same, that measles, mumps, rubella combo. They say it can trigger encephalitis, abnormal brain function within 5 to 15 days of it being administered. So the MMR packet is, they got a little instruction packet. It's published by the maker, Merck and Company. The manufacturer of the vaccine says encephalitis, seizures, symptoms of autism, and much more are possible adverse events from the MMR vaccine. So you can check that out going to the website, nvicic.org/injury-compensation, and print that off and whatever you want to do with it. Dr. Carly knows all about it. And that wraps the Quack Report.
That's all, folks.
Thanks, Frank. All right, we're going to talk about we've talked about cancer before, but, you know, it's just one of those things that, well, we keep uncovering other stuff, and we just got to let you know, obviously, information is power. You know, more than any time before, though, you got to admit, it's critical for medical patients to dig for information before they consent to any kind of treatment. So an era of medicine that is imperative in is oncology, your cancer area. So talking with medical doctors can kind of be like talking to government employees. They don't volunteer a bunch of information. It all hangs on the questions you ask them. So getting a diagnosis of cancer can be very emotional. And, you know, patients should take a few days to collect their thoughts, do some homework, and then ask their physicians some very important questions. So let's take a look at some of the information, the questions they should ask, and some of the information that cancer patients are not told. Well, let's look at I call it cancer jeopardy, right? Cancer patients are not told about some of the deadly side effects of their treatments. For instance, chemotherapy creates a condition in the body called neutropenia, which is Latin for neither deficiency. And it creates a granulite disorder, or granulite disorder. Get that out. Anyway, this is a fancy way of saying that chemotherapy disables the immune system. Okay, so patients are usually told, you know, chemo will make them more susceptible to infections, but they're not told that this can persist for longer than 3 months and turn into leukopenia, which is insufficient white blood cells. And patients are at risk of developing a life-threatening condition called sepsis, which is a deadly blood infection, and they may be subjected to bone marrow biopsy. So there is a higher risk of neutropenia with older patients. And the other side effect of chemotherapy is that it can destroy vital, healthy tissue of organs, such as your heart. So it's not uncommon for women that are being treated for chemo, for breast cancer, to discover that their heart muscle has been damaged. So their symptoms would be shortness of breath, a dry cough, and edema, fluid around the heart and lung area. So they are then going to be put on cardio medicines for their new diagnosis of heart failure to compensate for a weak heart. Now, medicine calls this side effect chemotherapy cardiotoxicity. Now, typically, patients with heart failure are not good candidates for chemotherapy, and any other additional treatments with chemo are extremely going to be risky for them. So some of the other lingering side effects of chemo, of course, you know, hair loss, gastrointestinal dysfunction, and this thing called chemo brain, which is really depression, lack of concentration, memory problems, and attention deficit disorder. Now, the answer medical science has for dealing with chemo brain is, hey, just keep a daily organizer and you'll stay focused. But find out all the facts about chemotherapy beforehand. It's all in the questions you ask. Well, let's look at some of these chemo effects, because if you were to research chemotherapy drugs, you would discover that there is not any area of the body that is not affected. And by the way, there's like 40 different types of chemo drugs. Let's look at it. The chemo drugs affect the blood. These are toxic drugs, and there is routine blood monitoring involved when you're on this stuff. So the drugs can damage the blood, the bone marrow, and your immune system. And this would account for patients with pale skin, weakness, fatigue, lightheadedness, brain fog, and feeling cold. Because you know what? Life is in the blood, and this toxic treatment is attacking that. So chemo risks life. Think about it. It also attacks your nerves and muscles. The chemo drugs affect your memory and will also affect concentration and coordination. Doctors called this mild cognitive impairment, or chemo brain. So what patients may not realize is that this cognitive impairment can last for years and include the likelihood of anxiety and stress. And, of course, that means you're going to be on, what, anti-anxiety meds, right? All right. It also affects the digestive system. Cancer patients that are about to undergo chemo will be informed that they may be nauseated, they may vomit, they'll have some digestive upset and some malfunctions there. They'll also experience mouth sores, bleeding gums, and difficulty chewing and swallowing food. Doctors will load their patients up with these anti-nausea drugs when studies have shown that ginger root outperforms the drugs at preventing nausea and vomiting with chemo. So herbs like slippery elm are also very good to stop diarrhea. Fennel is good for bloating and gas. And herbs for constipation are also far superior to the drugs. Now, of course, the skin and hair is also affected. Hair loss is expected by most cancer patients on chemo, but it's temporary. They also experience dry skin, itchiness, and rashes. They are also to avoid exposure to the sun. Now, their nails can turn yellow or brown, and the growth of nails is slowed, causing them to become brittle and rigid, and they can separate from the nail bed, crack, and break off, causing infections. And reproductive system is affected as well. Chemo drugs affect hormone levels and can cause infertility and lack of libido. The kidneys are also not going to escape the chemo. The kidneys are expected to excrete the toxic chemo drugs out of the body, so the bladder cells and the filters of the kidneys can be damaged. So kidney malfunction is at risk of chemo, and if that happens, then you have edema as the result. You get fluid retention. The bones, the skeletal system is affected, especially for women. The chemo drugs can reduce bone mass due to the exodus of calcium from all the drugs. It is not uncommon for cancer patients treated with chemo drugs to develop osteoporosis and suffer fractures and breaks. They'll probably put you on some sort of osteo drug for that. And, of course, the brain. Cancer treatments can offer extreme stress on the physical body, but also cancer is a stressful emotional condition. Most patients deal with fear, anxiety, stress, panic, and they find it difficult to manage the cancer protocols with work and family life. So this is huge stress on our human frail bodies here. Well, let me talk about the package deal because, you know, cancer treatments have been kind of streamlined over the years into a type of standardized package of surgery, chemical, and radiation treatments. Now, a relatively new area of oncology is the personalized cancer treatments, but the tests for this are expensive and they're not usually covered by most insurance. So if the doctor says to a patient that he or she has a very special cancer, that's code for we need to personalize your treatment plan. So patients are encouraged to ask how effective the cancer treatments are for their type and stage of cancer, and can a cure versus a remission be expected? Now, get some facts on the percentages of the outcomes, because this is a science, right? And they should have this information at hand, and you should confirm their findings. So you can also ask your oncology physician for his personal evidential findings, you know, the outcomes of treating his patients, because in most cases, the medical research is not going to match up with the doctor's anecdotal accounts. So in most cases, diligent patients find that cancer treatments do not cure cancer, but have a 100% mortality rate. Well, I want to read you this quote by Dr. Asma Latif, oncologist at Memorial Sloan Kettering Cancer Center, who says, the goal of the treatment is to cure the cancer, but we know that this often is not possible. The most likely scenario is we don't cure the cancer, end of quote. So they know. Yeah, they do. So what will some doctors admit to? Well, once in a while, you find some doctors who are punished for standing up for the truth, and one such physician is Dr. Ralph Moss. He's also the author of Questioning Chemotherapy. Now, he told the truth about Memorial Sloan Kettering Cancer Center in 1977 when he released his 48-page report that top officials at the hospital lied about the study testing natural laetril, which is vitamin B17, as being an alternative cancer treatment. Now, Dr. Moss is one of those guys that won't be silenced, and he has written several books on natural solutions for cancer, including Cancer Therapy, The Independent Consumer's Guide to Non-Toxic Treatment. He has exposed the enormous financial and political corruption of the, quote, cancer establishment. And you may have come across his research in the Cancer Chronicles. Now, Dr. Moss, he likes to expose the ineffectiveness of the chemotherapy for a majority of the cancers, and he writes that 96 to 98% of the cancers do not respond to chemo treatments. And these are the most common types of cancer, breast, colon, and lung cancer. He does report that 2% of cancer is deterred for a while by chemo. That would be leukemia, Hodgkin's lymphoma disease, testicular, and retinoblastoma. It's also important, he says, for patients to understand that the medical science calls an effective cancer treatment tumor size that shrinks 50% within 28 days. But Dr. Moss says this doesn't mean that this is a cure or an extension of a patient's life. As a matter of fact, he says, it reports that cancer research states the opposite to this. Chemotherapy does not cure cancer. It does not improve the quality of life or extend life. Well, he does have a good point. Because a treatment that offers such painful and risky side effects, how is that improving the quality of life? Now, he also reports that a vast majority who take chemo learn that they have significantly diminished their ability to recover from cancer when they switch to natural immune-enhancing alternatives, and he calls this tragic. So allopathic cancer treatments net $100 billion a year, with chemo netting $8.5 billion. And many of the people on hospital boards, guess what? They also have investments in Bristol Myers, who owns patents on dozens of chemo drugs. Let me read you this quote by Dr. John Whitaker. He says, in my opinion, conventional cancer therapy is so toxic and dehumanizing that I fear it more than I fear death by cancer. We know that the conventional therapy doesn't work. If it did, you would not fear cancer any more than you would fear pneumonia. End of quote. Well, this is true. Do you get all wigged out when someone says you got pneumonia, walking pneumonia, bronchitis? No. Because you know you'll overcome that. If they say you got cancer, what happens? Fear. Right? Because you know, your subconscious knows that the treatments aren't going to save you. Well, the medical treatments anyway. Well, you know, Dr. Whitaker said if he had cancer, he would actually turn his back on over 50 years of medical science and instead would change his diet, use vitamins and herbs. Way to go. Here's a quote from Dr. Alan Levin. He's also the author of The Healing of Cancer. He says, most cancer patients in the U.S. die of chemotherapy. He says, chemotherapy does not eliminate breast, colon, or lung cancers. In fact, it has been documented for over a decade, yet doctors still use chemotherapy for these cancers. End of quote. Yeah, they know. Everybody knows. All right, let's ask the question, are we winning? Because, you know, the media proclaims frequently that we're winning the war on cancer. Well, if we are, why have we gone from 1 in 30 women with breast cancer 30 years ago to 1 in 8 today? Well, the American Cancer Society has estimated that 15% of women who die of cancer are dying of breast cancer, and there are 1,670,000 women with this disease. So that's one woman dying every 12 minutes. I don't call that winning. And now I want to talk about the criminal acts. The last place anyone wants to look for criminal acts is in healthcare. However, there has been an uptick in the deliberate criminal acts of doctors diagnosing healthy patients with cancer. So people don't want to believe a doctor would do such a thing. Well, there are kickbacks in medicine, and the more chemotherapy drugs that are used, the richer some people get. So we get back to the real facts that disease management makes more money than a cure. Take, for example, Dr. Fayyad Farah, who in January 2014, under oath in court, admitted he intentionally diagnosed healthy patients with cancer. He administered chemotherapy drugs for money, and doctors can sometimes generate more income from kickbacks and commissions than by ethically treating patients. So these unethical doctors sell their patients as a commodity. And according to Dr. Saeed Mohammed, a retired oncologist, he reports that this is a growing trend. Now, Dr. Fada was found guilty of running a million-dollar insurance scheme and billing for the unnecessary oncology drugs and treatments. His patient load was 1,200 patients, and he billed, get this, $62 million to Medicare and $150 million to the rest. He committed these crimes from 2009 to last year, 2014. And when he was in court, he said, quote, "I knew that it was medically unnecessary," end of quote. Mm-hmm. Well, and I want to take a moment to touch on prostate before we have to go to break. Prostate cancer is fast becoming one area of oncology that's being abused. Older patients are sent home concerned when their doctors report their PSA levels are too high, and they recommend they get radiation treatments or biopsies. Now, the PSA levels are age-specific, and if you are a male between 60 to 70 years of age, the PSA level of 4.0 to 5.5 is normal. So the PSA test, also known as prostate-specific antigen, was approved by the FDA in 1994, and the PSA level measures in the blood does not necessarily mean that there's a problem. According to Richard Albin, author of The Great Prostate Mistake, he reports that PSA testing does not detect prostate cancer and does not distinguish between a prostate cancer that can and can't harm you. He goes on to say that over-the-counter medicines like ibuprofen can enlarge your prostate and is considered a benign prostate enlargement at that point. So he says PSA test is a profit driven by the oncology culture. And in 2012, the U.S. Preventative Science Task Force released a restatement on their 10-year study that PSA for prostate cancer screening should no longer be done, as they don't offer early detection of prostate cancer and can put patients at risk. So in their report, they state that for every 100 men that have a PSA test, 90 will have normal levels, 10 will have higher than normal levels. Of the 10 that have the higher levels, 3 will be found to have cancer after a biopsy. However, the report also states that spontaneous remission of prostate cancer is common but never recorded by medicine. And the study of these results was published in the Psychological Science Report. All right. You know, I'm with Dr. Whitaker. I would do the natural combination approach to dealing with cancer. A healthy organic lifestyle is in order, some super nutrition from your whole food supplements, because nutrition is building blocks for enzymes and antioxidants so your body can use it to fight cancer. Immune-boosting herbs will also be on my list, as well as the organ cleanses, because the organs are going to be working to remove the cancer debris, and the cleaner they are, the easier it is on the body. I'd also keep foods clean and simple, you know, lots of vegetables and fruits, because studies have shown that people who develop cancer eat more red meat and too few fruits and vegetables. I got to take a break. When I come back, I'm not done. I'll be right back with more.
pumping life into the original medicine. Herbalist Wendy Wilson will be right back.
Job stress, financial obligations, or relationship problems have you feeling stressed out? When life is too much to handle, use Apothecary Herbs' emotional stress formula. Feel calm and more in control with herbs especially combined to provide the organic nutrition your system needs to help you cope. Complete instructions for maximum benefit and a money-back guarantee. You've waited long enough. Call Apothecary Herbs now. Toll free 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at thepowerherbs.com.
Thomas Edison invented the light bulb. Henry Ford, the automobile. And herbalist Wendy Wilson? Well, discover for yourself. Listen to Herb Talk Live.
Pandemics will be a part of our future. The question is, how do we protect ourselves? Are you willing to put your trust in untested vaccine, hoping it kills mutating viruses? Remember, in 1976, health officials tried to inoculate Americans with swine flu, and there was a 300% death rate for those inoculated, and millions were paid out in damages. God gave you a sophisticated immune system, and in times of need, you can make it 10 times stronger. So there's no need to panic. Just get prepared. Call Apothecary Herbs to order your upgraded pandemic kit. You will have 8 professional strength formulas offering broad spectrum immune boosting protection. Take a stand, have a plan, have peace, and request your pandemic kit today. Call Apothecary Herbs toll free 866-229-3663 or online thepowerherbs.com. That's 866-229-3663 or thepowerherbs.com.
American Voice Radio Network is heard on Galaxy 19 at 97 degrees west, transponder 23, frequency 12115, audio PID 2595. AVR is heard on the left side audio channel, and AVR 2 is heard on the right side audio channel. Remember, both AVR and AVR 2 are on Galaxy 19. Same network, double the choices.
Is your PSA count high? Half of all men over 50 have an enlarged prostate. You can shrink your prostate without harmful drugs or risky surgery. The secret to healing the prostate is to cleanse the prostate and the liver. Call Apothecary Herbs to ask about the Prostate Kit for a comprehensive way to heal and soothe your prostate. Educate yourself on how easy it can be to disinfect, cleanse, and restore your prostate gland. Call Apothecary Herbs for the Prostate Kit and successfully reduce swelling, inflammation, dissolve stones, and cleanse the blood to obtain the results you need. Money-back guarantee with every purchase. Call the experts in organ cleansing. Call Apothecary Herbs now for the Prostate Kit and empower yourself. Toll free 866-229-3663 or international callers 704-875-8010. That's toll free 866-229-3663 or visit the web at thepowerherbs.com. I'm your resident herbalist, Wendy Wilson. My engineer had me giggling during the break. I'm sorry. I got to compose myself and I'll have to focus. All right. We were talking about the cancer chaos topic. And right before the break, I was telling you what I would be doing along with Dr. Whitaker, because he apparently shares my sentiment, along with the diet change, you know, and do the cleanses. You know, I'd also make sure that I had some dandelion root and some astragalus root tinctures, because those are going to be important for my anti-cancer arsenal. The dandelion has an alkaloid that makes all cancer cells commit suicide, and that was proven by the the Windsor Medical Hospital in Canada. Dr. Carolyn Hamm and Dr. Marion Pandy discovered that. They're not sure what alkaloid it is that does that, but dandelion, all kind of cancer, just makes the cell commit suicide. Healthy cells are fine. Now, I also like to layer in astragalus root because it has a synergistic effect and magnifies the action of the dandelion. So it's not unusual, though, folks, for natural therapies to produce results within about 3 or 4 months. But don't forget, it took a while for you to get sick. It's going to take some time to recover. Just ask our economy, right? Okay, so the alternative is 100% mortality treatments from oncology doctors or natural stuff. Call the folks at Apothecary Herbs if you're interested in the organ cleansing, the immune boosters, the dandelion root. They also have a prostate cleanse kit. And their number is 866-229-3663. 866-229-3663. If you're outside the U.S., dial 704-885-0277. And of course, their website, thepowerherbs.com, thepowerherbs.com. If you're serious about herbs, you need Apothecary Herbs. And don't forget about that, you know, winter blowout. They are offering 15% off and free ground ship in the U.S. on orders over $70 with coupon BLOWOUT15, and that expires on Saturday. So you got until Saturday to use it, so it expires on the 7th. And so stock up and save, get what you need, herbs for pets, flea and tick collars coming up, you know, spring for the dogs and cats. It's there, lots of neat things for the pets. And, of course, allergy season. Allergy season. All right, since we have some time, I want to talk about this germ topic. I've been meaning to talk about it. Because, remember, one of the most widely used antibiotics for germs is penicillin. Sir Alexander Fleming, in 1928, when he was working at St. Mary's Hospital in London, discovered a derivative of mold, penicillin, mold fungus, destroys colonies of bacteria like staph. So he observed chemical warfare on a microscopic scale, basically. So he reasoned that there was an antibacterial agent in the mold. So he took it took medicine about 20 years to isolate that active component of the mold to develop their first antibiotic drug known as penicillin. Now, in 1939, British scientists turned the scientists of Oxford University and the United States military, they turned to them to help find a way to mass produce penicillin. So the strain of penicillin they were using came from moldy cantaloupe found in the Peoria market. Sounds delish. In the lab in Peoria, the fermentation process was used to speed the growth of the fungi and to make much larger amounts of the mold. And so, voila, then you have the beginnings of the killer drug-resistant superbug drug. All right, let's look at the clinical trials. By 1943, the scientists could manufacture penicillin 10 times faster than before, which made the price of the drug go down by from $20 a dose to 55 cents per dose. Now they needed a clinical trial group to test it on. They need some humans, volunteer. And how convenient was it that World War II was underway? So they used soldiers that were coming into the army hospitals as test guinea pigs. So to be more specific, the Allied soldiers wounded on D-Day were their test group. Yes, penicillin saved many lives, and Nobel Prizes were handed out to those involved in the development of this first wonder drug. Now, the Peoria lab was designated as an International Historic Chemical Landmark, while Medical Hall of Fame awards and pats on the back were commencing. The bacteria, guess what? They were already showing signs of resistance to the penicillin. So within just 4 years, the penicillin that was used for staph, stuff for things like pneumonia and toxic shock syndrome, was already starting to be not very effective. All right, so when scientists developed the first antibiotic, they unknowingly opened Pandora's box. They took a chemical substance that is produced by one organism and made it destructive to another organism. So it boils down to a process of life being used to destroy another life. So scientist Dorothy Hodgkin, she used X-rays to map the structure of 100 molecules that were in penicillin, which led to the development of other antibiotics, by the way. But it wasn't long before scientists and doctors were on this slippery slope of developing more antibiotics to kill different species of bacteria. So in 1943, streptomycin was developed for tuberculosis bacteriums, and in 1955, tetracycline was developed for the broad-spectrum antibacterial agents. So in 1957, niacinamide was supposed to cure all fungal infections, and in 1981, amoxicillin was the first semi-synthetic antibiotic made with natural and synthetic ingredients. So the discovery of antibiotics turned out to be a double-edged sword, basically. What started out saving many lives from bacterial infections has years later put humanity behind the eight ball. So the drugs themselves they no longer save lives from all this mutated bacterium. And the development of viral drugs and vaccines is now on medicine's agenda. So my question is, will they do to viruses what they did to bacteria? Even if viruses don't mutate, generations of people have very weak immune systems already, mainly because of all these antibiotics and the childhood vaccines and, of course, the yearly flu vaccines. Well, let's talk about some ancient answers, because it is a fact that the ancient Egyptians, the Chinese, the Central American Indians used mold on infected wounds. Yes, they did. They did not know how the mold worked as an antibacterial to help clear the infection. They also did not use an elaborate process of artificially fermenting the mold to manipulate its chemical molecules or to purify the mold as modern science has. So you can get a glimpse of how the ancient mold therapy was applied with Milton Wainwright's article titled Molds in Ancient and More Recent Medicine. It was published by the Department of Microbiology at the University of Sheffield, London. So you can Google that. And here's a quote. If you are sick, reach out your hand. It's an ancient Indian saying, healing herbs grow where they are needed, is the philosophy. So if you're sick, just reach out your hand and grab you some herb. Yep, that's right. They also say, like, if you get, like, a poison ivy, oak, or sumac, the antidote, the solution, grows within 3 feet of that. Isn't that neat? All right, let's talk about some herbal chimps here. Herbs and chimps. You know, monkeys and chimpanzees know which plants to use when they get sick. They pick the leaves and eat the roots of the bitter plants, like the Verona amandinea. Its common name is ironweed, and they use it to balance their digestion. So a troop of chimps living in the Gombe National Park will once a month get up early and walk 2 miles past their favorite fruit trees to a patch of sunflowers called the aspilia. So the chimps will examine the leaves. They avoid any broken leaves, and then they just swallow them. They don't chew them. They swallow them. And this seems to be a ritual that they do each month. So the chimps know that the leaves improve their digestion and keeps parasites away. So the leaves were studied, and they contain a sulfur oil which kills disease-causing bacteria, fungi, and parasitical worms. And recent studies link this oil as having an ancient cancer action. Scientists and zookeepers wanted to know why the chimps avoided eating the broken leaves and swallowed the leaves whole. So a chemist at the University of California, Irvine, and at Harvard, the anthropology department, they did a chemical analytic test on the leaves, And they found in order for the oil in the leaf to be effective and to release its medicinal properties, it has to be in the intestines and not in the mouth or the stomach. So the chimps in Uganda, in the Kibila forest, they do the same thing. They swallow the leaf whole from the Rubia cornifolia plant, since Aspergilla does not grow there. Aspelia does not grow there. So they don't want to bruise the leaf, because when you bruise the leaf by chewing it, it releases the oil prematurely. So they are so smart. They know they have to eat it whole, swallow it whole, you know, like swallowing an aspirin, you know? Well, let's look at some of these other herbal anti-germotics here, because a lot of herbs contain antibacterial properties, and they can devastate viruses and bacteria, including staph, gram-negative bacterias that tend to cause things like sepsis, which is blood poisoning. And they also can take care of killer bacterias like MRSA. Dr. William Less, he's the author of The Killer Plagues to Come, he states that the super killer bugs are overwhelmed with the natural bacterial and viral fighting ability of herbs, which are hundreds of times more sophisticated than any antibiotic. That's what he says. So here are a few herbs that will work with your immune system without suppressing it and do what wonder drugs can't. He lists garlic, which contains sulfur compounds to kill bacteria like staph, gram-negative species, pneumonia, salmonella, MRSA. He says garlic also kills viruses like herpes simplex, rhinovirus, and influenza. And garlic is really a poor man's antibiotic, if you will. Bacteria and viruses have not been able to develop any resistance for thousands of years to it. Get that? Isn't that cool? It's like God's antibiotic, and that's it. End of story right there. Can't overcome it. All right. They also list astragalus root, one of my favorite herbs to link with other herbs for synergistic effect, because the astragalus root will stimulate immune system energy, and it does this four ways. First, on the cellular level, it will enhance your metabolism. It will delay cell aging and prolong the life of the cell, making more energy to your body. So you're more energy efficient, basically. And secondly, it will boost the protein synthesis in the liver to improve nutrition and increase your energy. Thirdly, it will stimulate your immune system to work more efficiently. And lastly, it restores superior function to your adrenal cortex, enhancing overall metabolism. Now, that is one awesome herb. So all this will slam dunk any form pathogen and slam the brakes on killer superbugs. Bam! I love it. So in other words, your immune system and your cells, when you use things like astragalus, will feel young again and will kick some viral and bacterial butt, basically. So Chinese research is showing that those that suffer from viral heart disease, you know, if you have a viral heart problem, or if you have scarring on the heart tissue, astragalus root is the herb to use. It helps with that. Now, echinacea root was listed as well to stimulate your immune system. It strengthens its resistance to your viruses and bacteria, to your mold and fungi. It helps it to manufacture more macrophages and killer T cells to destroy those things. Dr. Norman Farnsworth, research in pharmaceutical science at the University of Illinois, states that echinacea root is an efficient immune-stimulating herb. Taken every 2 hours when you're sick, it will metabolize your immune system to be more resistant to infection, reduce symptoms, and shorten the duration of illness. So the polysaccharides that are in echinacea stimulate the production of the killer T cells. And these are made by the thousands, and they run through your system, gobbling up the infection like Pac-Man on steroids. So research now shows that echinacea helps the immune system code antibodies for future exposure to disease. And I can attest to that. I can. Because if you get, let's say, a bronchial infection, and if you stick it out, and you herb it to death, and you recover, and you have to rest, And I know you're going to get calls from the school and from your boss or whatever, but you just have to rest and take good care of yourself. And once you get that resistance, that antibody is made, the next time that pathogen comes around, your body automatically releases that antibody if it detects it in your system. So you typically won't come down with symptoms, and it'll just destroy it. I love that part. Now, ginseng is also on the list because of its adaptogen property. It offers your immune system more resistance to the damage brought on by physical, biological, and chemical stress. It also assists your filtering organs to remove infectious debris from the body fast. And this is why I pair the ginseng, the echinacea, and the astragalus root all together. And it is part of our Three Amigos pack. And you find that on the powerherbs.com website. People have said over and over again, garlic is also in there because it's in the echinacea formula. So they're all there. And people have said to me, you know, I took that stuff. And within a couple of hours, I felt fine, back to normal. So, yeah, God's herbs are great. I can't take the credit. I just, you know, God gets the credit all the time, every day. Dr. William Lee says, this herbs can turn your body into a vast germ-slaughtering machine. Yeah, I like that. I'll make a banner out of that one. What do you think? Get a banner on the website? I like it. So, basically, you can do what no antibiotic can. You have that power. Your body has that power. All you have to do is give it the building blocks of nutrition, and there's lots of nutrition in your herbs. They're what God says are meat. They're so powerful. It's like meat to the body. Lots of protein, lots of vitamins and minerals. The body can utilize that chemistry and defeat the infection. So if you're interested in learning more about immune boosting, then call the immune boosting experts. That's Apothecary Herbs. They have a toll-free number at 866-229-3663. 866-229-3663. Thepowerherbs.com. That's where your healthcare options just became endless. I know I have a few minutes, so I got a few tidbits here that I want to share with you on astragalus root. Now you know why I like to pair it with things like dandelion, right? Because of its ability to stimulate not only the immune system, but, you know, just give more life to your cells and help it repair. So if the dandelion's going in and it's making the cancer cells commit suicide, the astragalus root is helping the body make new healthy cells to replace those cells. Voila. I like it. All right, I want to talk about some of the studies on astragalus root because, you know, astragalus root's been used in ancient China. It's got texts from practitioners going back over 2,000 years. So it's something that's had, you know, a long history of use. Now, TA Therapeutics of Hong Kong and UCLA, they are interested in what is called a telomeres activator. It's a cell blocker, and they want to use it to inhibit HIV infections, especially to block the aging process. So in 1983, the University of Texas Anderson Cancer Center in Houston did some studies on astragalus root. Their research suggested that astragalus root improved the immune system of those that were undergoing chemotherapy for cancer. And it was further noted that patients taking the astragalus root had fewer side effects from the chemo. Now, the other studies show that astragalus root helps support gland system and helps balance hormones related to stress. And if you got cancer, guess what? That's what you got, stress. It also helps allergy sufferers, those that are prone to environmental allergies. Some animal studies suggest that astragalus root helps the immune system, more vigorous work of the immune system. It's more aggressive and works better. Another study shows that mice on astragalus root, their immune system was helped out, made more white blood cells, the macrophages, and it destroyed the bacteria, virus, and fungus faster. China also did a study. They said human cardio patients suffering from heart infections improved significantly when they took astragalus root. One interesting Chinese study showed that cancer chemotherapy drugs that damage the liver, they said that they tested this in mice, They gave mice chemo, then they gave astragalus root, and then the liver didn't suffer any damage. Check that out, right? So astragalus root is more powerful than anybody ever thought. It's one of God's little secrets. I don't think they'll ever find out why astragalus root and some of these herbs are so awesome, because I think God likes to be a mystery, right? So learn how to use your herbs. Now's the time. If you're new to herbs, we have a 400-page book called The Power Herbs. It's a PDF that we email to you. It's just $14.99, and it'll talk about 13 herbs your medicine cabinet should have. It'll talk about how you do organ cleansing. It'll show you how to make your own tinctures. It'll show you what herbs you should and shouldn't use if you're pregnant or nursing. I mean, the list just goes on. So it's got some very practical uses, and it's a good place to start if you're, you know, I guess, I don't want to say the word naive or just not aware of some of the herbs that you could use to better everyday life with. So 13 herbs every medicine cabinet should have, even if you're using, you know, an over-the-counter product or two, these herbs won't get you into too much trouble. So the Power Herbs book is on the powerherbs.com website. You just click on books and newsletters, and you can learn about it there and order it there. Also, we do have newsletters up on the website, and the newsletters are free. You have American Survival that goes out on Tuesdays, and Health Quest goes out on Fridays. And, of course, they're full of empowering information, and they're absolutely free. So sign up. And, of course, you can share all that information with family and friends. And we do have the radio show archive area. If you miss a show, you can look it up by date and topic and download it for free. Of course, American Voice Radio does have an archive as well. And so more information, you know, it's just an ongoing thing to educate my consumer. It really is. And I wouldn't have it any other way, really, because it's just the world's best kept secret. That's what it is. Because it is. It's natural. It's God-given, because he says herbs are here for the service of man in Psalms 104. And, you know, it's an empowering thing for the body to help it correct its imbalance itself. So it's not a remission of symptoms. It's not disease management. What it is, you know, the body curing itself with a little assistance from some nutrition in your herbs. So amazing thing. Worked in medicine for a while. Thought medicine was the bomb. But when I learned about herbs from a personal experience, I thought, wow, this is the world's best kept secret. I got to learn more. And so I went back to school and became an herbalist. And here I am today chatting it up with you. There you go. Well, if you have a health topic you want me to cover on the show, feel free to drop me an email off the powerherbs.com website, and I'll try to do that. And don't forget, Dr. Carly's going to be with us on the 17th, and we'll talk with her about reversing vaccine-induced diseases. Of course, her web link is on our links page if you want to get over to her website. She's always got great information, and if you get to her website, she's got some good stuff for you as well. So we're in the information age with the internet, and we just gotta pray that, you know, the free markets stay free under God's, you know, guiding hand and protection. That's what we gotta pray for. So otherwise, we're in a heap of trouble, a heap of hurt, if we're gonna lose all that. We certainly are. So we're gonna have to pray it up, folks. You're my prayer warriors out there. Don't neglect to hit the knees, seek the Lord's face, mind the time. It's growing short, right? All right. The information presented is not intended to diagnose, treat, prevent, or cure disease. So seek medical advice if you dare from a licensed medical physician before using any product or therapy. I'm your herbalist. Next time, I wish you all to be well.